Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
One of the best left tackles to ever play the game. He is the guy who's wearing number 71 that Jedrick Wills will now wear for the Browns. He's Tony Boselli. Tony, good to have you with us.
Hey, Tony.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's good to be with you.
And I don't mean to be trite about this. Good to have you with us.
I agree, too.
Right. Yeah. That means a little bit after what happened about a month ago, that means a little bit more, and especially in the time we find ourselves in.
And we had mentioned earlier, you had COVID-19, spent some days in intensive care, some time in the hospital. Your son's got it. Your wife got it. How are you health-wise? How is your family? And how did you deal with something like that, Tony?
Yeah, so let me start by the positive. I'm great, 100%. Family's great. No, you know, long-term effects or anything like that. So we're doing really well.
Great.
Like the rest of, you know, the country and the world right now, just trying to do the right thing. It's spending a lot more time together than we had in the past, I mean, for a long time. So that's a positive. And waiting to see where, you know, kind of how this whole thing shakes out. So, I got it pretty bad. My wife ended up getting COVID-19, and two of my five kids got it as well. Thankfully, I got the worst of it, ended up in the hospital in the ICU for a bit. But thankfully, you know, thankfully to the great doctors and healthcare workers and a lot of prayers and that it all worked out. So I'm really thankful to God. Thank you. And thankful, you know, people always say, what does your faith have to do with it? And what does God have to do with it? Well, for me, I am really thankful to Jesus that I had great doctors, great nurses, and great medicine to get me better. So it was quite a ride.
Tony, I'm just curious, you know, having gone through it, and a lot of us don't know a lot of people that have, and we see the reports every day, what's the most important thing that people need to know about what's going on right now?
Yeah, I think, you know, it continues to change. I think it's a great question. I mean, you know, you look at where we sit today, and it looks like things are getting better. You know, I remember when this first started, we weren't taking it very seriously. I was probably one of those, just think, even when I got it, I didn't think much of it because, you know, I'm young, I'm healthy, no big deal. Obviously, I had a pretty bad experience. I'm still probably an outlier where it can obviously happen to people like me, but, you know, not the norm. But we had to slow things down and figure this out and do this social distancing and, you know, get inside and be smart so that our great healthcare industry and doctors and all the scientists could start figuring this thing out. The interesting thing now, kind of, you know, what I talk about and what I believe is, because people all the time ask me, it's like, well, should we go back now? Because so, like, somehow, because I had it, I'm now the expert. I don't quite ever understand that.
We're going with that, Tony.
But, you know,
we're going with that.
So, but I'll go with it. And so should we, you know, open back the country? Should we play football this year? And all of those questions. And my answer is this. I don't know right now. But I'll say this. What I hope is going to happen, you know, our leaders have really tough decisions to make right now in our country and around the world. And what I hope is that they're not going to make decisions based on emotion or fear or political agenda or any of that. I hope they make decisions based on the data. Like, what are the facts? What's the data saying? What's science telling us? Because we have a lot of really smart people that can analyze all that, and now we're getting a lot of that data into the system, and I hope that's what we make decisions based on, like when we should go back to work, when we should start opening things back up, you know, should we play sports? You know, how does all that work out? Because that's how we have to make these decisions. And I think in the process, we just got to, you know, we have to trust these healthcare experts that are kind of trying to guide us through this tough time.
Tony, we're glad you're safe, glad you're healthy, glad your family's doing
well.
Me too. So yeah. We're really happy about that.
And it was good to see you the first night of the draft on TV, too. I was excited when we saw you do that little cut-in, too. So, because
yeah,
I'm telling you, I was
that.
Just saying before you came on the air, I just said to anybody that hasn't heard you do Thursday Night Football, I think you do a great job, and I look forward to a lot of the times I'm in the car and my kids are having hockey practice, and I pop in, and I'm like, man, Tony's really breaking it down. So I love listening to you. I'm going to be honest, I'm a fan. So.
Oh, I appreciate that. It means a lot, and as I tell everybody, you know, I just hope I get to do that this fall again, meaning that there's football and that we are playing games, and because what that would mean to me is that we're making progress in this whole thing against the fight against COVID-19. And so that's my hope. It was great to be a part of the draft. The message that I was sharing is we have great people, great healthcare workers, people on the front line. They are amazing people in what they're doing and the sacrifices they're making. So we just got to stick in this thing together. We got to, you know, and have it be community, you know, think about each other, make the right decisions, and all of us collectively hope for the best that we can get through this.
Tony Boselli joining us. Tony, let's talk a little left tackle because
yep.
When we get a chance to pick the brain of one of the best to ever play, we take that opportunity. Browns have drafted a guy who they think is going to be the left tackle of the future, Jedrick Wills from Alabama. Your thoughts about Jedrick and your thoughts about switching from right tackle, where he's played his entire career, high school, college, over to the left side that you and Joe Thomas here in Cleveland certainly mastered.
Yeah, you don't usually see that. You'll see guys go from the left side to the right side more often than not, because typically you're better, especially when, you know, my generation and probably immediately after, where the better athlete was on the left tackle because of the right defensive ends that you had to face. But listen, Jedrick Wills went to a top-end program, played against the best talent that there is in this country. And obviously at the combine and such and through workouts, he had proven that he's a good enough athlete. I do think there'll be a learning curve, because if you've never done it before, you have to switch everything around, footwork, you know, which is your post foot, which is the front foot, your kick foot, your back, you know, hand placement, strong inside now, just you flip, everything flips. And if he's never done it before, if he's a great athlete, he'll figure it out, which obviously from everything we've seen and know about him, he is. He'll get it done, but there's going to be some tough moments probably in practice as he's out there. And my guess is, he'll be thrown into the fire. Myles Garrett out there rushing against them and doing that as a left tackle the first time is not going to be easy. So, but it was such a good draft this year for tackles, and Wills played at a great school. So I think he'll be fine. I mean, it's, you know, I always say this. If you are a good athlete, let alone a great athlete, you can figure it out. I mean, I used to play at SC. When I was at USC, the first few years I played in college, we switched left and right tackle during the game.
Wow.
We were strong and weak side. And so you had to go flip it, you know, on the fly. And you know what? We figured it out. And so I think it'll be okay.
Hey, I'm just curious, what do you think of the Browns and their ability to kind of beef things up here with free agency and with the draft, where you bring in Wills? They brought in Jack Conklin this year. You know, Baker Mayfield's got some guys around him with Odell Beckham and Jarvis Landry, not to mention two good running backs and Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt. What do you think of the Browns and the way they're set up for next season?
Yeah, I was not a fan of them going into last season. So let me back up. Because it felt like it was like a fantasy football, let's just pick the best and try to throw everyone in, and especially with a brand-new head coach who's never done it, you know, at that level with Freddie Kitchens. And so I thought, man, in second year quarterback, Baker Mayfield, I mean, he did more commercials. And I mean, it was just like, it felt like messy to me, and it ends up being messy. This year feels different because I love the decisions they're making and how they're making it. Like, they had major issues protecting Baker and being consistent up front. Well, Conklin, I saw it. I mean, I do the Jags games as well as Thursday night. So I see him twice a year and watch a lot of tape on him when he's with the Titans. Was great as a rookie, had the knee injury, was not great 2 years ago, but was getting back to that form last year. He's a solid, good right tackle. You invest in the draft. You know, you already have the weapons. And I think Baker, you know, year three, because we all know he has talent, what he went through last year based on what I know about him, which is really damn competitive, I think will be good for him, and I think he comes out this year. Obviously, you have a talent defense led by Myles Garrett. And so I like this group. You know, I was not a fan last year. I mean, when everyone was given the hype and everyone was excited, I told anyone who listened, I'm like, I'm not buying it yet. I'm probably buying it this year because of how they're going about business. Now, the question will be, because of the new coach and new GM and all the newness there with a abbreviated to no offseason, how does that affect a young club with still a young quarterback in Baker Mayfield going into the season? So maybe it looks rough early, gets better late if we do play football. So that's the one question mark I'd have.
Tony Boselli joining us, former left tackle of the Jaguars, one of the best to play that position, and now a great analyst. You can hear him tonight on Westwood One, right here on 92.3 The Fan, doing the color on the Patriots-Chiefs game from the AFC Championship. It was January of 2019. I'm not giving anything away here because the Patriots won the Super Bowl. Patriots win this game. I'm giving it away. There you go. But Tony, you look at the Patriots now, they're a different-looking crew. I can't wait to see what Bill Belichick does, even more than Tom Brady in Tampa. I'm more interested in seeing what Bill Belichick does in New England with whoever it is a quarterback for him and everything else he has going on. What would you expect to happen there?
Yeah, I'm a little bit different than you because I'm actually excited for both of them because we've had this debate, you know, like it's like the sports radio. I'm sure you guys have done on your, you know, talk radio debate of like who's responsible, Belichick, Brady, you know, this whole thing, you know, back sure. and forth. And now they're separate. And you have Brady going to a team with a ton of talent around him and a pretty good, dang good defense as well. I can't wait to see what he does. Now, it's not quite as, it's not, you know, probably apples to apples. He is aging, and sooner or later, Father Time will catch up with Tom Brady. And then to your point, the Belichick factor of how he handles this team and really he's rebuilding it and how he goes about that. And for the first time in a long time without Tom Brady as the quarterback, I am wildly interested. We've seen glimpses of it throughout the last, you know, 20 years or 18 years, I guess it was. You know, you had the year Brady tore his ACL opening day. Matt Castle comes in. They don't make the playoffs, but they go 11-5. Not a lot of teams go 11-5 with the backup quarterback. Got to give Belichick credit there. You look back at Deflategate. He misses four games at the start of the season. If I'm not mistaken, they went 4-0 between with Garoppolo and Jacoby Brissett. And so we've had sample sizes of the greatness of Belichick without Brady. Now we're going to get a large dose of it, and I'm interested to see what it's all about.
Tony, we appreciate you being with us today. Thank you very much for your time, and we're really glad that you and your family are recovered and feeling very healthy. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Tony.
And my hope is that you guys, we're talking this fall, and we're talking about football and Browns are doing with this whole new group of guys.
Well, we can't wait to have you back with us. Tony, thank you.
Thanks, Tony.
Thank you.
Tony Boselli joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. And again, 8 o'clock tonight here on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.